The Ojibwe's First Nation has declared a state of emergency. It follows the suicides of four people in the last 3 months. While many other reserves are experiencing suicide amongst the youth, Ojibwe's is facing it with men between the ages of 30 and 45. Officials say a plan has been put into place where people can seek mental health support 3 days a week. A therapist is also being brought in, and the band has also instituted a suicide prevention and depression phone line. Carlton Trail College and Touchwood Agency Tribal Council have teamed up on a new program. The goal is to strengthen access to learning and employment opportunities. Carlton Trail College's Four Winds Learning Center in Punishai will house the Labor Force Development Program. It'll provide employment opportunities for people from Daystar, George Gordon, Kowakatoos, and Muskawagan First Nations and surrounding communities. St. Paul's Hospital Foundation Hospice and End of Life Care Campaign received a major donation this morning. Dakota Dunes Community Development Corporation is giving the foundation $100,000. Saskatoon Tribal Council Chief Mark Arcand says the corporation receives many fundraising requests, but the hospice initiative is a special one.
This one is a close to home for us because it deals with the quality of life of people. In order to for us to be contributing something this significant to St. Paul's Hospital Foundation is meaningful to us because it's about being with family and at a time of need. And for us, it was a no-brainer to really support this initiative.
The donation was made at the STC offices in Saskatoon. Saskatchewan's opposition NDP says it's not acceptable for people to be turned away from publicly funded detox centers. Addictions critic Danielle Chartier says she regularly hears about people struggling to get access to detox services because of long wait times.
You're not going to deny health care to people who have physical challenges. So why are we denying urgent and necessary health care to people who really need it?
The Ministry of Health says there are standards in place for detox services regarding client safety. A labor dispute between Co-op Refinery and Unifor intensified yesterday after the employer filed an injunction against the union. The refinery is hoping the injunction would give them greater access to the property. Due to the short notice, Unifor was given about the injunction application in court. A judge ruled that the hearing would be moved to Monday. More than 700 employees were locked out on December 5th. Unifor issued a strike notice in a dispute where pensions are a key issue. Former Justice Minister Jody Wilson-Raybould has been chosen as the Canadian Press Newsmaker of the Year.
News editors and producers across the country have chosen Jody Wilson-Raybould as the runaway winner of the Newsmaker title, citing her central role in the SNC-Lavalin affair, a scandal that cost Justin Trudeau two ministers, his most trusted advisor, the country's top public servant, and possibly his majority in the House of Commons. Wilson-Raybould was a star Liberal candidate in 2015, but she fell out with the Prime Minister by refusing to order the negotiation of a remediation agreement for SNC-Lavalin as the Montreal engineering firm faced corruption-related charges. Wilson-Raybould ended up resigning from cabinet, though she won re-election in Vancouver and now sits as an independent. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Final arguments are being heard today as the Federal Court of Appeal is holding hearings on the Trans Mountain Pipeline Expansion Project. At issue is whether a second round of federal consultations with four Indigenous groups was done properly. Federal lawyers argued yesterday that they were done properly, but the BC First Nations say the government repeated certain flaws in the process before approving the pipeline for the second time. Federal Environment Minister Jonathan Wilkinson says he believes Ottawa has put forward a good case in the latest court challenge against the carbon tax. The law that brought in the tax is being challenged this week by Alberta in the province's Court of Appeal. Saskatchewan and Ontario have already lost similar appeals. Wilkinson says he doubts that the law will be struck down.
The federal government remains confident that the pricing of pollution is in the national interest. Carbon pollution does not know provincial or territorial boundaries. And we feel quite confident that our constitutional position is strong, and we fully expect to prevail in the Supreme Court.
Wilkinson says discussions continue about a proposed oil sands project near Wood Buffalo National Park in northeastern Alberta. And Statistics Canada says the annual pace of inflation heated up in November.
Statistics Canada reports the Consumer Price Index rose 2.2% from a year ago to end a three-month streak where the annual pace of inflation had held steady at 1.9%. The increase came as energy prices climbed 1.5% on a year-over-year basis in November. Gas prices rose 0.9%, compared with a drop of 6.7% in October. StatsCan notes gas prices had dropped sharply in November of last year when oil prices fell. Don Kelly, The Canadian Press.